Yo, Diamond Dave here. Dapper Dave, Dapper Dave Grace, and this is another Thursday. And we have three, we got a couple of things that are going to be happening tonight. In fact, we have three very talented people here. We got Leo King, Barbara Bennett, who's going to do some poetry, and Forest Hill. Forest Hill will be wearing a couple of hats today. First as performer, singer, songwriter, rock and roll guy, and second as running for the statewide seat of Secretary of State on the Green Party ticket, Forest Hill. And the second part of the show, we're going to be interviewing him and finding out what he's about, what he would do, what he thinks of what's going down, what's coming up, what's going down, and to let us know that he's up for it, down for it, and around for it, and is planning to go for it. Running for Secretary of State in a big state of California. A big job. Even running for it must be a lot of running about. But anyway, so let's begin. Leo's going to give us an introductory piece, an instrumental, and then we'll be accompanying Barbara Bennett while she does some poetry, and then Forest Hill is going to rock out. And we're going to go around a couple times. So welcome to Enemy Combatant Radio, Indy Bay, and from the heart of the Mission. And from the heart of San Francisco, here in the Mission District. So anyway, take it away, Brother Leo. Leo, how is it? Welcome to Enemy Combatant Radio.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot for having me here. I'm really excited. We're going to have a good time.
Well, I think we are. Okay, go for it. Let's kick it off.
All right, this first piece I'm going to do is from the 1700s. It's by Johann Sebastian Bach. It's called Gavotte Number 2.
Pass the mic. That was a great introduction. I feel peaceful and cool and bring us together for sure. And now, Barbara, are you ready to read something? And we're going to be accompanied by Leo. And let me hand this guitar, this mic over. And we'll be swear works or not here. We definitely.
Okay, this is called New York Poem. I smell vegetables this morning. Sleeping by the white tube on the table at the corner vegetable store. I am waiting for vegetables this morning, or some asinine little foodstuff at the natural corner store. Walking along the street, I am invisible because of last night's wind. The garbage on the street is soft and wrinkly. I am invisible on my way. Can I face the person at the cash register? I start to reappear when I get there. In the face of bright red peppers and the soft breath of celery, I rush through to pay and run with my vegetables as fast as I can.
Nice. The two together. The whole is greater than the sum of its parts. Doing more together than either of you could do on your own. And now with a little arrangement, Forrest, welcome to Enemy Combatant Radio. And I know you have a piece. Forrest, we were playing music, came out of Boston, is here now. I heard him last night at the Green Party benefit. He did a couple of songs, and I had to say, "Hey, Forrest, come on down and be on my radio show Thursday." And here he be, as you'll see and as you'll hear. So, Forrest, take it away. We got the guitar plugged right into the radio here.
Okay.
And let's hear it. Go for it.
Hey, first
brother.
I want to thank you guys for having me down.
We're loving it.
You know, I've been out campaigning, so this is a total treat, and it's good for me to get my chops back. And Leo, man, that was both, and Barbara, those are great. Sounds wonderful. So, something a little different. This is something I actually wrote when I was in Nicaragua in 1984. During the Contra War, and a lot of kids were down in that state trying to defend their country. Most of the people in that country were about 15 years old, and they were fighting an army that the Reagan administration had trained. And it was kind of sad in a way, but yet it was very inspiring. I was very inspired to be down there. So this song is called "How Do You Stop the World." Through a wooden window, shovel sweat and toil, turning over the blood that's buried in the soil. And at a wooden desk, I write some simple words of the pain and the torture of those who are not heard. And it's easy to see what I cannot do. It's easy to see what I cannot do. How do you stop the world? How do you stop the world? In a distant street, a rooster voice calls, sending over houses and government building walls. In a foreign land, I see with my own eyes, but what if I to offer for the tears? Tears that I cry, and it's easy to see what I cannot do. It's easy to see what I cannot do. How do you stop the world? How do you stop the world? Hey, hey, hey.
window. Shovel, sweat, and toil. Turning over the blood now that's buried in the soil. Not a wooden desk. I write some simple words of the pain and the torture. Not now of those. Of those who are not hurt, and it's easy to see what I cannot do. It's easy to see what I cannot do. How do you stop the world? How do you stop the world? How do you? How do you? How do you? Na 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 na. Stop the world, but how do you? How do you stop the world?
God, if you didn't have my vote before, Forrest, you do now. This guy is anybody who plays the guitar and sings this well, he's definitely, I know he's going to do well for Secretary of State, just the one we need.
Hey, more art and politics. Poetry,
it's getting too boring art and music and politics all meet. That's where I'll be. Hey, what was the young man who's forever young because he was killed down there? The young American, remember, he was doing rural electrification. They were harnessing the stream for electricity in this little town, and he was killed by the Contras. Do you remember?
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, can we think of that?
This is the problem when with getting older.
I'd like to dedicate a show to him. Down in Nicaragua during the Contra War. They went out, they sat him down to kill him because he symbolized all the internationals who were coming down and lending a hand. And his project was harnessing the stream to bring electricity to this little town way up in the Nicaragua mountains.
You know, there was a lot of people who went down there. I mean, from all over the world, the Canadians, Europeans, and a lot of Americans too.
Internationals.
And it was a pretty exciting time in a lot of ways, especially in 84, because we really felt like we could turn the tide of what was going on in Latin America. And there was a feeling of empowerment in 84 that sort of got lost. I went back down in 86 and, the war really had begun to take its toll. In fact, there were people I had met in 84 who had been killed. So I think the interesting thing about Nicaragua and the parallels from what we hear today is we hear a lot of same rhetoric. Reagan used to say, well, and, you know, the Nicaraguans were 3 hours away from Texas. And back then we didn't use the term terrorist. We used the term communist, and they could take over, you know, Texas. And the thing to remember is, and this is a country of 3 million people.
No way.
I mean, people are living in really, I mean, huts, a house was a couple sticks or some cement blocks.
It still is.
And mostly.
Reagan actually said that.
Sure he did.
You wait until 20 years and people will go, Bush actually said that and people believed it. It's the same thing, you know. In the times and in the media that we hear over and over again, you hear those mantras and people begin to doubt. So I think we should draw some lessons from those. And then, by the way, I don't want to get too much into politics here, but it's really exciting what's going on in Latin America right now because they've learned a lot of the lessons. I think, you know, with Hugo Chavez in Venezuela, with Morales in Bolivia, they have all learned the lesson of Americans being in their backyard and not letting them have free democracy. So they're starting to take control of what's going on. And I think really what's going on in Central America is actually pretty exciting. And I think what went on in the 80s is sort of a forebearer of that sort of movement. So I'm pretty excited about that area and what's happening.
And to the fact that Bush is so focused on the Middle East and the neocons and neoliberals, this has given a chance for Central and South America to really get kind of under their radar.
But we have to be vigilant because
for sure.
There's many people who would love to go into Venezuela. Venezuela right now.
They would. That's right, waiting in the wings on the back burner, Hugo Chavez, Venezuela. And in fact, I want to tell everybody who's listening live that there's a benefit tonight in support of the other campaign and what's going down in Mexico right now at San Salvatore Tino with what's going on now, and that's at the Balazzi, where there's going to be bands and poets and speakers. In fact, John Ross. Balazzo Gallery, tonight, right after this, go on down. It's going to be happening, and people are going to be talking about just this. The beat goes on.
So, hey, but if I can interrupt for 1 second, you said something about neo cons and neoliberals. I don't quite understand.
Well, the neoliberal has a different definition for the people in the world. The liberals are the people who are talking about free trade, talking about a world, the planet as a world free market. That's called neoliberals. This is not the liberals of The Nation magazine. This is not the liberals of Democracy Now. This is a different use of the word liberal. That's when we say neocon and neoliberal. That's what that's about.
Libertine?
Yeah. That's something else.
Thanks.
But anyway, let's go around again. So we wanted you to do a B and a C. So, hey, Leo, do you got a B that you'd like to do? And then accompany Barbara again. We'll go around the circle once again. Or twice again.
You know, I totally agree with you about talented politicians. I think there's something to be said for, you know how when someone runs for Miss America, you have to have like a beauty pageant, you have to have like your swimsuit thing, then you have to show you have a talent, and then you could talk, you know, and so forth. I think they should do the same thing for politicians.
To be entertaining
and like, you know, can the guy blow a horn? Can he sing? What can he do? You know, and if he hasn't got any talent, get rid of him. You know,
okay.
I think we should just change the whole perspective of how, you know.
Well,
how
you got my vote, brother. I hear that guitar. Anybody can play the bach on the guitar like that.
More than one language, too.
Yes. Absolutely.
Well, you got my vote, whatever it happens to be.
Well, the only thing, at the end of the whole thing, they have to say something besides that they want world peace.
Well, shoot. Yeah, sure. I'm going to make it out. We're going to cast that wide net and find that common thread.
This next thing I'm going to do is actually from the South America.
Oh, well, perfect.
It's a Brazilian... piece. It's from actually a movie called Black Orpheus, Orfeo Negro, and the name of it is, they call it Manhã do Carnaval. It's the morning of the carnival. The interesting thing about the morning of the carnival is everyone knows a carnival is like lots of excitement and people jumping up and down and dancing, but the morning of the carnival is when people fantasize and dream about their costume, and in American Hollywood terms, it would be like they're getting into character, you know? So they're thinking about what their fantasia, that's the word they use. It's a, like their vision of who they want to be, if they want to be like a king or if they want to be like the devil or whatever they want to be, you know, or some fine lady dressed up. And so this is what you do when you're in the morning of the carnival, and that's the name of this piece. Thank you.
memories of Black Orpheus. I remember when it first hit, it opened the door. Really, the whole concept of art movies and so on in many ways began with Black Orpheus.
Yeah.
Getting around and turning people on to the possibilities inherent in the film.
Absolutely. You got it right.
I was there. To a degree. I was there. I remember it. I remember the excitement of seeing it. Just that brought it back. That brought it back.
You don't know how many people want to go to Brazil and meet that woman, too.
Oh, I was in Brazil. I was there for a rainbow gathering. Was it 2 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
I was there for a whole month. Up way up in the mountains with hippies from all over the South America, all over the continent, all over the continent, a lot of Israelis, too. Way up in the mountains of Brazil, in Bahia.
Whoa.
And so I got a chance to spend some time in Salvador. Have you been to Salvador?
No, I've never been outside of the city, the country.
Oh, you got to go to Brazil, brother.
I'm local.
You'd be right. There's music everywhere.
All right.
Music everywhere. They would. And you're just the right shade, too. You would fit in perfectly in every way. You got to go spend your reclining years.
Yeah, I got to get out of the barrio, man.
And you go to Salvador and then up into the mountains.
Okay.
It's all but in the little when you get a chance. And now for number two, poem number two, please accompany her. And over here.
Yeah,
we're
going to do that.
I'm handing the mic over.
Do you want me to do accompany on this one?
Sure.
If you want to, something sort of, you know, chorus line or something funny.
All right.
Yeah, you pick it up. I do this with my son.
Do you want me to hold it?
No, I haven't. Okay, this is unfortunately called Untitled, so eventually I'll come up with a title. Okay. I'm going to write a poem every day because I worry all the time. Because I once thought I was a poet. Because I am horizontal. Because my cats want breakfast. Because I sold love for failure. I'm gonna write a poem every day, because when someone asked me at a bar if I was grading papers, I said, no, I'm working on a poem. And he walked away. I'm gonna write a poem every day because my intelligence has been talking to strangers and it finally got kidnapped. I'm gonna write a poem every day because I don't want to be inspired. Because my paycheck means nothing and everything. Because Bill Clinton just said he liked Bush and Kerry. And I don't know who is running anything. Because everything is conspiracy. Including the conspiracies that don't want me to write a poem. I'm gonna write one. Because I'm beginning to think of my new cool computer as a friend. Because it's no longer what everybody else has, even though I've often had nothing. I'm gonna write a poem every day because of the many lives I've lived, because most people never ask me if they can read my poems, because I'm not quite selfish yet.
All right, well, that was Barbara Bennett and Leo King. They'd never met before today, but you guys are working it out for sure. And now back to Forest Hill. The guy with a B selection. Hey, Forest. No, we're good.
I'm going to try something in an open tuning. We'll just hope that I'm in tune in an open tuning. Good, openness is good.
Doing more together than any of us could do on our own.
This is called what is it called? Crack in the land. We'll see. There's a hole in the wall. How's that?
You can't feed takes more than this for children to live. And you can't buy love with a brand new car. You can't replace what the heart can give. And you can't make friends keeping up with the Joneses. The ones you impress never stick around long. You can't stop war carrying a big stick, 'cause the backs we break always come back strong. And there's a hole in the wall, and the water's rushing in. There's a crack in the land of the free. Now who's at fault? Can we blame? Someone's responsible, just ain't me. And we can't save the world with all our crying and complaining. Cynicism's just the voice of our desperation. We can't buy securities with stocks and ammunition. Is an uncertain wind that ebbs and flows. And there's a hole in the wall, and the water's rushing in. There's a crack in the land of the free. Now who's at fault? Who can we blame? Someone's responsible, just ain't me. Morsels we give never last very long. And you can't stop war with a Star Wars initiative, 'cause the backs we break always come back strong. Always have. And there's a hole in the wall, and the water's rushing in. There's a crack in the land of the free. Now who's at fault? Who can we blame? Someone's responsible, just ain't me. Yeah, someone's responsible, couldn't be me. Yeah, someone's responsible, well, sure as hell ain't me. No way, man, I'd do it just out driving my SUV. Yeehaw! Going down to the mall. I'm gonna get me a cheeseburger. Triple size it.
Hey, that's Forrest Hill, candidate for Secretary of State of the Green Party, hella guitar player, and songwriter to boot. So, hey, let's have one more go around, and then we'll take a little break, and then I wanted to, then David and I, and whoever's interested, I hope you're all invited. We're gonna interview Forrest Hill about why he's running, what he's running on, and where we go from here. So, how's that? So anyway, Ray, Leo, pardon me. Leo, let's go back to Leo for another go around. Leo, it's really good having you here. You're great. It's great, great. And this accompany with the poetry really was working out really well.
All right.
It's beautiful.
Well, thank you.
It really is.
Actually, you know, I realized as we were going around that Memorial Day is coming up.
Okay, that's right.
So I thought I would do something that's a little out of the ordinary, but it's kind of a tribute to the people who serve our country.
A good one.
Okay?
Please.
Sorry? Yeah, here he goes. I'm not going to sing.
Okay.
But I think everybody knows the words to this one. In there.
That's America, David.
Metro, woo!
I guess we do know that worse for that song. Really. We'll try it one more time.
That song may have never been played on this station before.
Well, you know, I saw a movie that was put out by a guy. He was saying that, you know, we should reclaim our national anthem.
Sure,
and I thought,
you
know, I can relate to that.
Hey, Jimi Hendrix did.
Yeah, I was going to say the only time I think it's ever been played, if it ever is, the Hendrix version. And he was reclaiming it, and you in your classical way are reclaiming it too. I'm really touched. What a great way to remember Memorial Day. Thanks a lot, brother.
Sure.
Right? And now, we're going one time. You got a third poem there, Barbara B.
Well, first I wanted to say that I had a great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather that fought with George Washington in the Battle of Trenton. And I have to say that he wasn't rich. And neither was his father or his brother, who also fought in the Revolutionary War. So, you know, not everybody was an elitist person at that time. They actually probably had some kind of thing they were fighting for. But
oh, sure. They were the ones who did the fighting. They're the ones of Valley Forge.
But I don't really know a lot about it. But
anyway, well, that's a good point. For sure.
Anyway, so, yeah, I think they were, like, probably very poor and, you know, like that. But anyway, they fought the Revolutionary War. So, it's my final poem, and this is called Third Week on Unemployment. I saw a woman walk. Did she know she was a woman? Did she see color from her hair elicit a response from the surrounding crowd? I saw a man walk. Did he feel shy about the bumps on his scrotum? Did he panic at the shadow of a kite? I saw a little boy walk. Did he put a toy train on his head and have his friend shoot it off with a Civil War sword? I saw a cat and a dog. They were trying to create peace through humor. I saw a house being carried away by a truck.
Last night, then we'll get back to Forrest. Forrest will take us. I have a poem I wanted. I did this last night with my son playing bass. My son is a great bass player, the funk with the funk, electric bass. So I want you to try this. You try this poem with me. It's a poem of mine. So, but that before we get to Forrest, I'm gonna use the MC whatever to do this. Okay. Goes like this. Just by chance. Not too likely. Just because the reason is now unclear doesn't mean we won't know one day. We hang on, hang in, follow the stream right down to the sea, look up to see the stars, and really see the sky. Undeterred. That means not stopped. By conventional thinking, short-sighters, deaf and blind to the spirit. Naysayers. Killjoys. Wall builders. Door slammers. Vision slayers. Scribes and Pharisees of science. Theological engineers. Lords of this system of things. A new morning. Spring sap flows as fingertips touch and eyes glow. In the night 11 dead, the poets remain alive. Walking down that tightrope wire. Looking out for one another. Just strolling down that shining path. That good red road. Dreamweavers, spirit menders, healing the pain, soothing the silent screams, warriors of the rainbow, just singing a freedom song. Now we got it. Now we did. It's about this. It's about always darkest just before the dawn. But when and where you least expect that help will come along, like green shoots thrusted to the damp, dark earth, love will spring anew. Life will spring anew. Just breaking through the ice. All right, well, that's pretty good. That was really good. I hear you knocking, and you can come in. Well, that was really good. I like the, hey, the Forrest, thanks for coming in on that. That sounded really good. See, This is the best where spontaneity meets in the framework. We cast a wide net. We find the common thread. We let life flourish. And then we say, don't panic, just keep it what? Don't panic, just keep it organic. With what we're going to let the musical and poetic portion of the show, we're going to segue in. Then we're going to have the interview with Forrest. With Forrest, and we'll take a little break, a little musical break. But before we do, Forrest, give us a we've had an A selection, a B selection. This is your C selection.
I guess maybe this is, since we were talking a little bit about Kerouac and Woody earlier, this is a song I wrote while I actually did hop freight trains from Detroit to Portland when I was 18.
Oh, so yeah.
Yeah, everyone had to, right? You know, it's like,
I jumped down to I jumped down to Missoula.
Well, Missoula was, you could get on Missoula and there'd be about 50 people in the boxcar. Getting out of Chicago, I'll tell you, it was hard. It was a bitch.
You went through Missoula,
yep.
Then up to the Rockies,
yep.
And then down along the Columbia River.
That's right, you go through Vancouver,
Washington.
Yep.
That's where you hop out.
Yep.
And then you walk across the bridge, right into Portland, into the Burnside District.
God, we've done it. Maybe different times, but we were all there at the same time.
I rode in a grain car. By myself. On the grain car, we had that little place where you'd crawl in at night, and then you'd come out and just kick back on this kind of a stage in front and just watch the countryside go by.
You mentioned Dumpster a little bit.
Yeah, Dumpy. I want dedication to my friend Dumpy, Dumpster. He's the one who took that first generation, this new generation riding back and forth and taught them how to ride freight trains. And now we have a new generation of punk kids called gutter punks who go back and forth across the country on that very route. New York City, Minneapolis, Missoula, Portland, and then down to San Francisco. And then they come to the Rainbow Gathering. That's what they do. But anyway, yeah, this is it. So it's dedicated to that whole Woody and Cisco, Ram and Jack Elliott, and Bob Dylan too, and that whole lineage. Here we are. Forrest. Yeah. You want to come down here? Yeah.
And I remember the last time in my own bed, wondering what it was I wanted to leave. And next day I was stranded in a field by the side of the road, a world of wonder stretching out of my feet. And there's a new horizon down the long highway. Before you know it, you're standing in a back street. You're singing in the rain. You're singing in the rain. And I remember left St. Paul down to Seattle, the people I met in the railroad towns. Caught a freight in Montana, carried 20 riders. We laughed all the way to Spokane, the glory bound. And there's a new horizon down the long highway. Before you know it, you stand in a back street. You're singing in the rain. You're singing in the rain. I'm jumping in the saddle. Now I'm heading for the mountaintops. They said a lot of magic down in Mexico. Riding with the north wind till the heat and the temperature drops. Instinct will be the guide. There's more to the world than meets the eye. Yeah. And there's a new horizon down the long highway. Before you know it, you stand in a back street. You're singing in the rain. You're singing in the rain. Before you know it, you stand in a back street. You're singing in the rain.
Hey, why don't you you, we're going to take a segue and then have the interview. Why don't you look at your iTunes there and see if we got a good long song, appropriate song by Bob Dylan, to segue us from, one to another. That was really, hey, you guys, really good.
That's awesome.
Was it?
Yeah, it was a great combination.
We just heard all that came out naturally, spontaneously, and in an anarchy way. This is Anarchy Radio for sure. We're going to find a segue.
He has never met before guitarists.
And poet, here on the radio, which you had never even heard of this day before. Enemy Combatant Radio probably for us. This brother knew. And here we are. Barbara's been. And here we are. And this is every Thursday, hopefully around. Do you want to find something? And have a segue. You got something?
Yeah, how about this is Jokerman. Yeah.
Jokerman's a good one. That's the mysterious one. Jokerman. Perfect. Sailing.